gentrifying Manchester. I live in Colton, Manchester, where I have rented for 7 years, and it is now being slowly gentrified. Pubs and places to shop and eat are becoming much more expensive to pander to the new wealthy home owners. Local businesses have also become victims of gentrification through the cost of renting more expensive premises, and the loss of loyal customers forced to move. There are 4 sites in Colton on the redevelopment hit list. Colton Baths is currently owned by Manchester City Council, which is in talks with a social housing provider, no name given, to build 40 homes. The remainder of the site will be used by the vegan grocer Unicorn for retail expansion. Colton Precinct, owned by Greater Manchester Pension Fund, faces plans to demolish its existing buildings, shops, offices, and accommodation, to build new business premises, and 190 homes. Locals have registered concerns such as added pressure on schooling, doctors' surgeries and road congestion, which is already a problem. Rybank Road is owned by Manchester Metropolitan University, which has been involved in a 50-year-old dispute with residents. Locals want the land to be given official village green status. The university has made 4 unsuccessful attempts at permission to develop. The site was donated by Manchester City Council to the university on the basis it be used for recreation only. A total of 70 executive homes have been earmarked for the site. Turn Moss Playing Fields is a site already used for recreation, but has now come on the radar of a property company. It has joined up with the Class of 92, ex-Manchester United players, to launch a new university. As of yet, the details of the plans are pretty vague. As a local resident, seeing so many proposals for developments brings home the real threat of big business profiteers and their pernicious program of social cleansing. They have no moral qualms whatsoever about the communities they destroy. Councils should not allow more luxury homes to be built. We need social housing, and rents that are capped at affordable rates. I'd support Corbyn's proposal of local areas needing a referendum on proposals for redevelopments, to ensure it is done in the interest of working class people, not the super rich. Greg Price, Colton, Manchester.